This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Wildfires across the region have forced thousands to evacuate their homes, forced the closure of local roads and highways, disrupted the new school year, and left residents in fire areas in Northern California and Southern Oregon with unhealthy to hazardous air quality. Heavy smoke from the fires has led to hazardous air quality alerts for residents in Hoopa, Willow Creek, and Salyer, along with Smith River in Del Norte and Weaverville and surrounding areas in Trinity County. The Helena Fire is burning near Junction City, and it's destroyed 72 homes and 61 outbuildings, and another 8 buildings have been damaged as the fire continues to slowly grow. It has scorched more than 10,000 acres and forced the closure of Highway 299 east of the Helena Bridge. Motorists who are traveling to destinations to the east can take advantage of limited road openings today. Caltrans will open the roadway to through traffic this morning at 5:30 and 9, then at noon, 3 p.m., 5:30 and 9:30 tonight, with the roadway fully closed overnight. Schools in the fire area have been closed today, and that includes all 8 schools in the Klamath Trinity School District and the 9 schools in Trinity County. The news for residents to the north in Del Norte, Siskiyou, and Curry County, Oregon, isn't any better. Evacuation orders for residents in Siskiyou County affected by the Salmon August complex burning east of Gaskee and west of Happy Camp have been issued. In Curry County, the Chetco Bar Fire, which has scorched more than 160,000 acres, has once again forced an evacuation order from the Joint Command Center. Curry County Sheriff John Ward has issued a Level 3 evacuation order for residents in all areas along Carpenterville Road, north of the Cape Farrelow Road intersection, to the Bosley Road intersection. Those areas are all north of Brookings. The school year has been delayed in Oregon as well, and while some students are expected back in classrooms today, the bulk of Curry County students have seen the start of the new year delayed until next week. Air quality in Curry County and areas to the east in Cave Junction and Josephine County has degraded to unhealthy to hazardous, and the Chetco Bar Fire is now burning in Josephine County, with residents north of Cave Junction under an evacuation alert. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and once they have declared September as Local Food Month in the county and adopted a proclamation recognizing Overdose Awareness Day, the board will approve a new county position in the sheriff's office. The sheriff will have a new classified position of Public Information Specialist, and the hiring process will begin immediately after the position is approved. The supervisors will also approve a memorandum of understanding with the County Drug Task Force, which is comprised of law enforcement members from the Arcata, Eureka, and Fortuna Police Departments, along with sheriff's personnel, DA investigators, Bureau of Land Management, and the CHP. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.